Oh, good morning. How are you?
大家早安。
Good morning. How are you? Good morning. How are you this morning? Good, thank you. Good morning. How are you? What if you responded in a different way? What if you said, "I'm awful, thank you."
如果说我的回答是，我很不好，谢谢你。
Probably people would say, "Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear it."
或者人家说，哎，很好，我很乐意听到，很
Because a lot of times when
舒服。
we do our greetings, we don't even listen to what the other people say, and we often say, "I'm fine," when we are not fine.
大部分我们就是变成一个口头禅，我们都说会啊，我很好，也没有去注意对方回答是什么。
What if we were really honest this morning and told people how we really felt?
假如我们今天真的不好，我们会告诉别人吗？
How many of you would say, "I really am awful"? Anybody say that this morning? Nobody's going to admit it.
谁会承认说我告诉别人说我不好呢？
How many of you would say, "You know, I really hate this lousy weather. It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life"?
有人抱怨天气吗？
How many of you would say, "Well, you know, the kids were awful this week, and I didn't know if I was going to survive or not"?
或者是抱怨小孩不好管？
You see, a lot of times we come to church and we actually don't really know how other people are doing and they don't tell us.
大部分的时间我们到教会来，我们不晓得别人心里面有什么样的重担。
Because we may be having problems and we may be having concerns in our life, but we can't see them because they are not visible.
常常我们心里面有重担，但是我们却无法跟别人讲。
What if we could actually see them?
假如我们能够让别人看到我们的重担，那会是什么样子？
What if they were like this?
就好像我背着这些东西。
I need a volunteer this morning to carry this for me for a while. Who would like to carry this for me?
我需要有人来帮助我背负这个重担。
Well, I'm serious. I really want somebody to carry this for me. Okay, Steve or Bob, whichever.
好，谢谢Steve来帮我背这个吧。
It's a little hefty, isn't it?
挺重的。
All right. So when Steve walks in the door, you immediately see he's carrying all this load with him.
看里面都是那些树枝木头。
But he doesn't drop it when he comes in the door. He has to sit in his chair for the rest of the service with this load on his back.
如果他整堂这个崇拜都让他背着，他会感觉怎么样？
So you can go ahead and sit right there. It's going to be very uncomfortable. It's going to be a while, so you sit like you like. So, we will come back to that in a minute. Steve, we thank you for helping out.
谢谢Steve来帮忙。
Well, as you already know, this morning the title of my sermon is Carry Each Other's Burdens.
今天我们的讲题是要担当别人的重担，彼此担当。
This is the fifth part in the series of One Another's and Each Other's that are in the New Testament.
这是我讲的这一系列五个。 彼此要互相对待的主题之一。
And they're wonderful guidelines for what we as Christians are to do for each other.
因为在圣经里面有很美好的教导跟这些原则来教导我们。
So how did you do this week on bearing with other people who are annoying to you?
不晓得大家有没有想到上个礼拜我所讲的能够忍受别人。How
many of you think you did pretty good?
过去这个礼拜，你有没有忍受过你的弟兄姐妹，如果他们触犯了你
？Or just two people? Okay, I have that sermon here. I could preach that again. Not really.
我只看到两个人举手，所以上礼拜我讲过的东西，可能还要再讲一次。
How many of you say I really didn't do well on that this week? I didn't do too well.
或者是有没有说上礼拜你讲的我没有做好的？
Well, if you remember at the end there when I was talking about the different things we are supposed to put on.
上礼拜我们讲到，我们能够需要对别人忍受的东西。
If you remember the compassion and the gentleness and the humility and the patience and the kindness and the love.
我们讲到好几个美德啊，谦虚、忍耐、恩慈、仁爱等等。
Some days I remembered that, but finally I said I'm not going to remember this unless I put up a reminder.
有一天我就想到，我讲了这么多美德，但是我记不住怎么办
？So finally, on my mirror, my bathroom mirror, I put a little sticky note that said, "Get dressed," and it meant with these things.
所以记不记得上个礼拜我讲这些美德的时候，我用穿衣服、穿戴各样的东西来做比喻，所以我就把这些东西写在我的镜子上面。
So as we look at this passage this morning, we want to ask some questions, and the first one is, what does carry each other's burdens mean?
所以今天我们要看这个彼此担当重担是什么意思。
And there is an outline in the back of the bulletin if you care to fill that in.
请大家看这个bulletin 单张后面有一个给你做笔记的地方。
Now everybody turn around and look at Steve. Can you see his burden? Is he looking tired?
再看看 Steve, 他是不是背得很高兴？
Well, carry is pretty easy when we look at this. It means to lift up or to take up.
担当就是把它举起来。
And when it says each other's, it means we do it for each other. Sometimes I do it for you, and sometimes you do it for me.
那么彼此就是大家互相，有时候我帮你，有时候你帮我。
Burdens is a little more confusing because some translations in verse 2 and verse 5 translate the word burdens, and it sounds like it's contradicting itself.
我们在第二节跟第五节看到这个，对于担当这个担子，好像有不同的，刚好相反的，这个解释。
But verse 2 is talking about burdens that can be shared.
第二节讲到的是能够彼此互相帮助来这个解除这个重担。
The people at the time that this was written would probably have thought of a group of people traveling together on a journey, walking.
当圣经作者在写这段话的时候，很可能他的背景是想到一群正在旅行的人。
When one got tired, they would shift part of their load or all of their load to another person so that they could continue on without slowing down or one person falling behind.
就这群客旅，他们在路上有人疲乏的时候，必须要请别人帮助他们来担他们的重担跟行李。
So if you get that picture, Paul is saying that we as Christians are traveling together on this Christian journey.
所以保罗在讲这段话的时候，请大家脑筋里面有这样的意象，就是好像一群基督徒在这个路上旅行行走，带着一些行李。
And to keep people from falling behind falling down or not being able to keep up, we help them with their burdens and help them carry their loads.
为了不让这些比较软弱的人来拖慢这旅行的速度，甚至让这个旅行没有办法再继续往前，所以我们比较彼此的帮助。
And some examples might be physical burdens.
这边讲到的这些重担包括了几个方面，第一个是身体的方面。
Can be like sickness or stress or people who are burned out.
可以是病了，是痛了，或是累了。
It can be emotional burdens.
也可以是情绪上面的需要，情绪上面的这些重担。
It can be grief for depression or helplessness, fear, anxiety, anger, many, many things.
可以是心中的悲哀、悲伤心情的低落、无助、害怕、焦虑，还有生气。
It can be spiritual burdens.
也可能是在灵性上面的这些重担。
Such as temptations and trials and spiritual responsibility.
可能是面对诱惑，可能是面对试探，可能是面对这个人所要担负的属灵上的责任。
Or as verse 1 says, to restore someone who has fallen into sin.
也可以是上面所讲的，免得有人掉到这个犯罪的这个状况里。
And then verse 5 talks about burdens that cannot be shared.
但是第五节提到有一些重担是无法交给别人来担当的。
And so this was one, like a personal pack that you have to just carry by yourself. Other people cannot really carry it for you.
像这种无法叫别人担当的东西，就好像是你自己的行李。
In the context, it's testing our own actions and works.
所以第一个是来试验自己的行为跟你的工作。
And it talks about the judgment there that if we would take care of this, then we wouldn't have to be concerned about God's judgment.
所以这边讲的是这个工作就是你要在神面前交账的工作。
It can also be a job that God has given only us to do.
第二个是可能是神特别给你这个个人所要负担的一些任务或责任。
You remember when God told Moses that he was to go deliver the children of Israel, all the excuses he made? He made one excuse and another excuse and another excuse and another excuse.
大家可以回想到当神拣选摩西要他来带领以色列人出埃及的时候，摩西用尽各样的借口想要来躲避这个责任。
And finally, he just told God, send Aaron.
最后他投降了。
He said, I don't want this responsibility, but God said, no, I'm sending you.
最后他只好接受。
And we probably have all had experiences like that where we wish God would have chosen someone else.
所以我们常也很多人有这样的经验，我们希望神去拣选别人来做这件这个事情，不要是找我。
Can also be a burden of sin and guilt.
第三方面在无法让别人来分担你的，就是你所犯的罪跟你的愧疚感。
People can't really help you with that. They have to point you to Jesus because he's the only one that can help you with this burden.
当我们面对这样的重担的时候，只能去找神。
Jesus gives us this wonderful invitation in Matthew chapter 11.
所以耶稣基督曾经给我们信徒有这样在圣经里面有这样一个确据。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
在马太福音第十一章二十八节到三十节，耶稣这样子说：凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
So the only solution for the burden of sin and guilt is to come to the cross.
所以当我们有罪跟这个愧疚的时候，我们必须来到十字架的前面。
If you've read Pilgrim's Progress or watched the film, you can remember that when Pilgrim finally got to the cross, put his faith in Jesus,The burden of guilt and sin just fell off of his back.
如果你念过，你读过班扬的《天路历程》，它里面讲到，这个这个走天路的人，最后来到十字架的时候，他的重担就脱落了。
Second question we're going to ask is what happens when we carry each other's burdens.
第二个问题我们要问的是，如果我们能够担当别人的重担的时候，有什么事情会发生？
The first one is, right in verse 2, it says, And in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ.
刚刚我们所念的第二节下半段讲到，这就完成了基督的律法。
Now, you may say, the law of Christ, I didn't think we were under the law anymore.
我们常常会想说，我们既然已经在基督里，怎么还会有基督的律法呢？
We aren't, but Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you,That you love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another.
所以基督的律法指的是约翰福音十三章三十四节耶稣所说的，我赐给你们一条新的命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
You noticed how often this loving one another keeps coming out?
你可以看到圣经里面常常提到你们要彼此相爱。
We talked about it last week. We talked about it in two parts on loving one another, and here it is again.
我们不但讲了好几次，今天又 看到这句经文。
Second thing is we are not overwhelmed by burdens.
第二个是第二个会发生的后果，就是我们如果能够彼此担负重担的话，第二个发生的后果就是我们不会承受不了。
Now since Steve was sitting in the back, most of you can't see what happened in the last few minutes.
你们看 Steve 现在已经坐下来了，大家都没有察觉到他的重担到哪去了。
Some well-meaning people ruined my object lesson.
因为有人偷偷地帮他解除了重担。
Some of them were in the trash can back there.
有人把那重担放到那个。
But what I really wanted was.
垃圾桶里面去。
What I really wanted was for different people to go and take one stick of wood out of his backpack. So let's still do that. Somebody go back and take one out of the trash can, and you hold on to that, and somebody else take one there. What happened to the others? Okay.
所以我原来的目的是希望很多的人去帮助他，一人拿一根。
Yes, just get up and go back and take one of the sticks there so we can help Steve carry his load.
一人拿一根，去把那个重担解除。
Thank you. You're feeling better already, Steve? There's still some more. Who else wants to help carry a burden this morning? There's one there. There's one over there.
回家可以当柴烧的啊。
All right, let's tell these people thank you.
谢谢他们，谢谢他们。
And so in this way, when we come and are gathered together, if we share each other's burdens, everybody takes a part and the load is lightened.
我们看到彼此相助，这个重担就减轻多了。
And if you want to take that stick home as a souvenir, you may. If you want to return it to me, you may.
拿了这些木头的，可以回家放在火炉里面烧，或者是还给我。
Third thing is we are truly the body of Christ.
第三个后果是，我们这样做就真正是基督的身体了。
So suppose you're carrying a heavy bag in this hand, and this arm gets tired. What does your body do?
所以假如你一只手提着一个很重的东西，你的身体的其他部位会感觉如何？
It's a very important bag, so you can't just throw it away.
那是一个很重要的袋子，里面有重要的东西，所以你不可能把它丢掉。
So you switch it to the other hand, and the other hand helps for a while.
所以你会把右手的重担放到左手来，让左手分一下。
And it may be that you even rub that sore muscle, and one part of the body gets involved in it.
或者左手会过去来抚摸或者按摩这个负重担的右手。
Or suppose you feel sick.
假如你觉得生病了怎么办？
Your feet get involved. They walk into the bathroom where the medicine cabinet is.
你的脚就会或者你觉得很不舒服的时候，你的脚就会跑到去拿药。
Your eyes see it. Your hand opens it.
你的眼睛看到药罐子在哪里，你的手就会去开那个药罐子。
And you take the medicine, water, and all, and the body all works together because there's a problem.
所以你会吃那个药，喝水把药吃下去，因为你的身体全部，各个部分都在一起做这个做工来减少这个疼痛。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says that we as Christians are the body of Christ.
在哥林多前书第十二章讲到说，我们是基督的身体。
And so each part takes care of the other one when it's hurting.
所以当一个部位受伤的时候，其他的部位都会去照顾它。
Well, look at these three. Fulfill the law of Christ. We're not overwhelmed by burdens. We're truly the body of Christ. Do these sound good to you?
所以我们刚刚所谈到的这些东西，你觉得听起来是不是很美好？
This means yes.Okay, this means no. Okay. That sounds good to me too. But guess who it's up to?
听起来很好，不是吗？但是谁要去做呢？
It's up to each one of us.
是靠着我们每一个人去实践。
Turn to a person next to you and say, it's up to us.
所以告诉你旁边人说，这是我们要做的。
But you may be asking, how can we do this? How can we carry each other's burdens?
如果我们要有这样的心，愿意去做，那么下一个问题就是我们如何去做？
Well, first, there are some prerequisites. I say some because I'm only going to list two, but there are many more.
我们要去做以前必须要有这样的先决的条件，或是需要有这些条件存在。
First of all, we're going to talk about carrying other people's burdens.
第一个是要谈一下，如果你要去帮助别人，有哪些条件？
First thing we must do is we must care. Last week we talked about compassion and love and kindness.
第一个是我们必须要能够先去关心，像上个礼拜我们所谈到的，我们对别人要有这样的怜悯的心跟爱。
And I've had to come to God sometimes and say, God, you know, I don't really have the care in my heart that I should. Could you give me more care for other people, more compassion for them?
所以有时候我们要跟神求，我们有这样的怜悯。有这样的恩慈的心，才能够去关怀别人。
And it's a good prayer to pray, but you must mean it because when God gives you compassion for other people, it can hurt.
特别是我们去关怀别人的时候，我们自己心里面有时候也会，甚至会受伤。
Second thing is we must not criticize.
第二个是我们要去关怀别人的时候，我们不要去论断别人。
One of the worst things we can do when somebody comes to us with a burden and say, well, you shouldn't feel that way.
你想想看，如果别人有这样的困难来找我们，我们反而说你，你不应该感有这样的伤痛或者感觉不舒服。
True story. In a church, a lady came and she was really depressed, had a burden of depression in her life.
这是一个真正的事情。以前在我的教会里面有这样一个太太，她心里面有重担，她来找我。
At the end of the service, they gave an invitation. If anybody had a burden, they could come and somebody would pray with them.
所以我在讲完道的时候，我就说有重担的人可以到前面来，我们别人可以为你来祷告。
You know what the person said that went to pray with her?
所以有一个人说要跟她一起祷告的，这样说。
I didn't know Christians got depressed.
What? Sorry, I missed that.
I didn't know Christians got depressed.
有人说，那个人说，我不晓得，一个基督徒还会情绪低落。
Look back at verse 1, Galatians chapter 6, verse 1.
所以我们回到刚刚所念的第一节，第六章第一节，加拉太书。
This is talking in particular about a sin, and I don't believe depression is a sin, but it says anybody, we should restore them gently and watch yourself, or you may also be tempted.
第一节说，假如有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们就要用温柔的心把它挽回来。
I didn't think that it was wrong for Christians to be depressed, but early on, like when we were first married,I just never was depressed. Nancy made me very happy.
一个基督徒当然有时候情绪是会受到挫折或觉得低落。比如说我刚结婚的时候，我每天都很高兴。
But I had a time in my life when I did go into depression, and I understood it is a very heavy burden.
但是在我生命里面，有时候我真的情绪会掉到谷底。
Then we also want to look at.How about allowing others to carry our burdens? What are some prerequisites for that?
另外一方面是关于如果我们愿意让别人知道我们的重担。
Well, the first thing is we must, and you may think this as well, Steve, this is a no-brainer, but the first thing is we must tell others our burdens.
那么要有这样的条件，就是说我们愿意去告诉别人我们的重担是什么。
And we often don't tell people our burdens because we are afraid.
我们不愿意去告诉别人，因为我们害怕。
We're afraid we're the only one with problems.
我们害怕只有我才有这种问题。
How many of us ever come to Sunday morning and we sit down in the seat and we think we're the only one in the whole congregation that has a problem?
有没有人到礼拜天到教会的时候，你有这个感觉，就是说我心里面有这样的重担，而且我觉得好像只有我有这样的问题。
I mean, look how many people I greeted this morning. I said, how are you? And they said, fine, and they smiled.
当我看到别人都笑嘻嘻的, 好像只有我一个人有这样的问题。
And so I must be the only one with problems.
所以我一定就是只有我才有这种的问题。
The truth of the matter is it's very likely that the person sitting right next to you has some problems in their life this morning too.
但是在教会里面, 事实上是很常见的, 你旁边的人, 他的问题就跟你很像。
We're also afraid because we are afraid that people won't think we are spiritual.
有时候我们不愿意跟别人分享, 因为我们觉得不愿意让人家知道我们灵命软弱。
Well, if you would look at people in the Bible like Moses and Elijah, people like that, would you call them spiritual?
如果你看看圣经里面这些先圣先贤，像摩西、像以利亚， 你会称他们为属灵伟人吗？
How many of you would say they're spiritual?
哪些说他们是很有灵性的？
Guess what? They had problems too.
但是你也看到他们也有软弱的时候。
And sometimes it takes more a spiritual person to admit that they have problems than to put on a front saying, I don't have any when I do.
因为对属灵的这些高超的属灵伟人来说, 对他们要他们承认他们的软弱是更难的。
And the third thing we might be afraid of is rejection.
第三个我们不愿意跟别人分享是因为我们害怕被拒绝。
Nancy and I, back when we were dating, we read a book called Why Am I Afraid to Tell You Who I Am by John Powell.
当我跟我太太还没结婚，我们在恋爱的时候，我读了一本书，就是为什么我不敢告诉你我是。Say that again. What?
Why am I afraid to tell you who I am?
为什么不敢告诉你我是谁？
I apologize, I just put the initials in the notes, so Jerry had no idea. And here's a quote, but if I tell you who I am, you may not like who I am, and it is all I have.
我们有这样的害怕，因为假如我们告诉你我是谁，你可能不会喜欢我是谁，那就是我所拥有的。
So fear keeps us from being obedient to God and the wonderful blessings of sharing each other's burdens like He wants us to.
所以常常是因为这一点使得我们不愿意跟别人分享我们的问题。
The second prerequisite is we must be willing to accept help.
第四点是我们还要愿意去接受别人的帮助。
Even when it's offered, how many of us have trouble accepting help from other people? Any of us?
我们会有没有, 即使别人想要帮助我们, 我们还不见得愿意接受这样的帮助。
I do, and I can tell you a story that happened to me, a true story happened back when we were in our early years of our marriage.
我也可以告诉你一个真正发生在我身上的事情, 是我刚结婚没多久。
There was a set of stairs almost identical to these that went down to our basement.
我们一楼到地下室, 中间有一段楼梯。
And I knew they needed to be rebuilt, so I was ready to tear these stairs apart.
楼梯已经朽坏不堪, 需要修理或者是重新来做一个。
I had this idea. I thought I could take these back home and I can use them in the barn. I'll take them out in one piece.
所以我那时候觉得说我力气还够, 可以扛着整个 旧的这个楼梯, 我可以把它放到我的这个 谷仓里面, 来做其他东西用。
You can tell by looking at me, I'm no bodybuilder and lifting a lot of weights.
你看我, 不是很壮。
But somehow I got the steps out by myself, out of the base of myself and on my trailer.
所以我还是能够把这个楼梯扛起来, 从地下室扛到我的卡车上面。
Now you know what I mean about not asking for help.
我那时候觉得自己还可以, 胜任, 就没有叫人家, 没有叫我太太来帮我。
And I got them home, and I was ready to unload them, and Nancy was only about 40 meters away hanging up clothes.
我开了车把它拿到家里面, 到了我家，看到我太太离我大概有40米之远，但是我并没有叫她来帮我。
Did I ask for help? Not me.
我那时候觉得说，哎呀，男子汉，我何必叫我太太来帮我呢？
I got those stairs up on my shoulder, and I was carrying them, and I went to lay them down.
所以我要把他们拿到家里面。
This is literally what happened. I got down like this, and I went to lay them down, and it took me right with them.
我跪下来想把它卸下来，但是太重了，我整个人都倒下去。
All the weight came right down on my forearm.
所以这个楼梯就压到我的右手。
Then I had to ask Nancy for help.
那个时候我就必须要叫我太太来帮忙。
But if I would have asked her earlier, I wouldn't have fractured my arm.
所以，如果早一点问她来帮助我的话，我就不会有这个骨折。
We need to be willing to ask,
所以我们
accept help.
要趁早求助。
Now, that's just some of the prerequisites. I just want to give you some examples of how we can help each other.
然后下面我想给大家几个例子，我们如何彼此帮助。
What we do depends on what type of burdens they have.
当然，这个帮助要看，别人的重担是哪一类。
And we need to know the other person, and we need to ask the other person so that we can help what will help them the most.
我们要能够问别人，所以我们能够知道他所需要的是哪一种的帮助。
First thing I put down is to find out how they are really doing. Find out how they are really doing.
我们第一个是看。去看他们到底发生什么事儿。
And sometimes when we look at people, if we would pay attention and they say fine, we can tell by their eyes or their body language that they are not doing fine.
你可以仔细的去观察他的情况。有时候他嘴巴上不说，但是你看他的表情，看他的眼睛，你可以看出一些蛛丝马迹来。
And we should give each other the freedom to say, are you really okay?
所以你要问他说：“你真的还可以吗？”
And not be offended if they ask that.
当我们真正关心的时候，他们应该不会觉得被刺伤。
Second thing is we need to listen closely to them when they talk to us.
第二个，当他开口讲的时候，你要仔细的倾听。
When I mean listen closely, I don't mean just listen to their words, but also watch them because we communicate a lot through our actions and through our body language.
我的重点是你听的时候不是只听他讲出来的话，你要看他的肢体动作，看他的表情。
One way that causes a lot of problems is people are telling us what is really a burden in their life, and we're not even listening to them.
常常别人在真正讲的东西的时候，我们没有注意到它真正的重点在哪里。
Third thing we can do is pray with them.
第三个是跟他们一起祷告。
And sometimes if you're talking on the phone, you know it works to pray on the phone too. Did you know that?
有时候你可以在，如果是在电话里面，你听完以后，你甚至就可以直接一起来彼此祷告。
And praying with people can really help them feel the load lift.
祷告真的能够帮助他们来卸除他们的重担。
Sometimes we just need to help them out.
第四个是真正的去有行动来帮助。
We had a small group, and in our small group, there was a farmer there, and he said, "You know, I'd like to have prayer."
就像我以前在我们一个小组教会里面一个小组里面有一个弟兄是种田的，他有一次就说需要大家的祷告。
He said, "It's time to have my crops in the ground, and the ground is not ready yet."
就是说他要准备播种了，但是这个地就是这个地的情况还没有这个做好准备。
So we prayed for him, but I had the next day off, and God started to say, "You know, he needs a little more than prayer. He needs some help."
所以我们就为他祷告，但是第二天呢，我休假，那神就给我这样的感动，说我除了为他祷告之外，也许我可以今天真的出去帮他做一些什么。
So I went over to his house and said, "Tom, here I am. How can I help?"
我就到他的家里面，我说 ，Tom， 你需要我帮你做什么吗
And I had driven tractor before, so I got on the tractor and I started disking for him.
所以我因为我以前开过这个这田里面的拖拉机，所以我就 帮他开去犁这个田。
Now, many of you know that we have three children.
很多人都知道我们有三个孩子。
This was a long time ago.
这是他们很小的时候的照片。
Well, Nancy, of course, had three children who were under the age of 5 years all at one time.
所以，太太当年曾经有一个时间，他们这三个小孩都在5岁以下。
Now I know you look at these three and you think, oh, they're just angels, never any problems. Yeah, right.
你们也知道，小孩很可爱，但是也有很多的麻烦。
And more than once, after church on a Sunday morning, a wonderful lady by the name of Elsie would say, let me take all your children home for the afternoon. I'm going to take care of them.
所以在教会里面，常常有姐妹来跟我们说，我们愿意今天下午帮你带这几个孩子，让你们能够休息一下。
Now, Nancy's kind of reserved, but what she really wanted to say was, Hallelujah!
我太太不好意思讲什么，但是心里面是很高兴，说：“哎呀，巴不得他们能够帮一下忙。”
You know why?
为什么？
Because somebody cared enough to say she's got a burden and I'm going to help her with it.
所以别人，他心里面很高兴，因为他看到别人能够了解他的重担。
The fifth thing we can do is stand with him in the battle.
另外一个我们能够做的就是跟他们一起来征战，来打这个仗。God
tells us very clearly that we as Christians are in a spiritual battle against Satan and all his evil forces.
圣经里面清楚地告诉我们，我们做基督徒的都在这个属灵的征战里面。And
God never meant, he never meant for us to go through these spiritual battles on our own.
这些属灵的征战，神 绝对没有要我们一个人去打。He
wants us to stand with those who are going through them.
他要我们跟别人站在一起，来面对这些属灵的征战。Now
some of you are familiar with the passage and how it talks about the armor of God.
你们很多人都熟悉以弗所书6章里面所提到的神所赐的全副的军装。If
you make a close observation, you'll notice that all the armor is on the front side. There is no armor on the back side at all.
如果你仔细去看以弗所书6章这段经节，讲到所有的这些军装、这些配备，都是面对敌人的，没有在后面。And
so people would say, you know why there's no armor on the back side?
所以有人讲说，哎，为什么这个精兵，也基督精兵，这后半部没有保护的东西？
And I clearly remember this from the time I was very young.
所以我记得很清楚，就是我从小就记得很清楚。
It said it's because it says to stand, and God never meant for us to turn our back and run away from Satan.
因为神从来没有要我们在征战的时候转过来去逃。
That may be right, but I think there's a better explanation.
因为我小时候人家就是这样讲的，但是我觉得 这也许是一种讲法，但是我有更好的，我觉得有一个更好的讲法。For
one thing, it tells us that our battle is not just against Satan, but against all of his evil forces, his demons, and all that he has.
因为神讲到这个属灵的征战里面，是跟这个空中掌权者的撒旦首领之外，还有其他的这些他所管辖的这些幽暗的世界。And
I don't think that they're stupid enough just to attack us from one direction.
因为我不相信他们那么会呆呆的，只是攻打我们的正面。I'd
like these three young men right here to come up here and help me. Would you come up here and help me?
我要这三位年轻人上来帮助我。You
don't have to look pretty. Just come on up. Oh, handsome. I'm sorry. Okay, you can look at the audience. They won't bite you. All right. So, here he has the armor of God in the front. We're going to face him this way. He has the armor of God in the front. We're going to face him like this. Now he has the armor of God in the front, and we're going to face him like this.
所以这三个年轻人，我让他们面对不同的方向，但他们的背都靠在一起。Now
you see what happens? They're protected 360 degrees because they're protecting each other.
当他们站成一圈的时候，他们背靠背，他们就可以抵御这个360度来的攻击。We
have a saying in English, I've got your back.
英文里面讲说，我这句话，我保护你的背后。So
these three guys have each other's backs. Let's give a hand.
这三个人。
I don't know that I've read that anywhere. You may disagree with me, but that's at least my idea.
所以我觉得这样，也许这样的这个解释，为什么神没有赐给我们背后的军装，这种解释方法，我觉得可能更好。And
you better believe that Satan knows that if he can keep us isolated and on our own, trying to fight a battle by ourselves, he has a great advantage.
不管怎么样解释，你都知道，如果你是一个人去跟这个撒旦打仗的时候，你的危险性就高得多。Let
me tell you a story that happened just actually in January.
让我跟大家分享一个我在一月份碰到的事情。We
have a friend by the name of Jill who was in a small group with us.
在我们的小组里面有一个朋友叫做Jill，一个女孩子。
And she called us and told us, you know, I'm in a real spiritual battle. I'm in a tough one.
跟我们分享说，她有一个很困难的这个属灵的征战。So
I told Nancy we need to go see her and her husband.
所以我就跟我太太说，我们需要到她家去看她跟她的先生。And
she was depressed and she was discouraged and she was just really, really down.
我们去他家，真的看到他非常的情绪非常的低落，灰心。So
we prayed for her, gave her verses of scripture to use because the sword right here in the armor of God is called the Word of God.
所以我们就跟他分享圣经上面的经文，告诉他怎么样来穿上这些属灵的全副军装。
We encouraged her to put on the armor of God every day. We prayed against Satan.
我们鼓励她要每天穿戴神所赐的这个全副军装，来，我们也为跟她一起祷告，来做这个属灵的征战。We
encouraged her to start listening to praise music.
鼓励她去听这些赞美神的这个音乐。We
encouraged her to get as many Christian people she knew praying for her.
也请她找其他的基督徒朋友来为她祷告。And
she was so glad to have someone help her carry her burden, and she began to do much better.
她在这个以后，她非常的高兴，有这么多人来一起帮助她打这个属灵的征战，她的情况也变得。 非常的好。And
some of you are thinking, well, you're the pastor, that's your job, that's your responsibility.
也许你会说, Steve, 你是做牧师的, 所以这是你的责任，是吗?
It is true, it's my responsibility, but it's every Christian's responsibility here to stand with other Christians in spiritual battle.
但我要说的是, 圣经要我们跟其他的基督徒站在一起, 一起来打这个属灵的征战, 不是只有牧师的责任而已。
And what Nancy and I did, many, many of you could do the exact same thing for other people.
我刚刚所提到的这个例子，虽然是我跟我太太所做的，但是我们相信各位弟兄姐妹，你们都能做。Sixth
thing is be there for them.
第六个是，当他们需要你的时候，你跟他们在一起。The
time that this really impressed upon me was at my father's funeral.
关于这一点，我联想到。
I was amazed at how many people came and were simply were there.
我很惊讶地发现，竟然有这么多的人来参加我父亲的丧礼。
Most of them did not say too much.
大多数人都没说什么话。
They didn't need to. There's not a lot to say, but they were there.
但是来就比讲话更重要。
And then the seventh thing is encourage them.
第七个是鼓励他们。
But you can go back to the list that I gave you on encouraging people when I preached on that and see many ways to encourage people.
所以要我们回到我刚刚所提到的，我们曾经提以前讲到讲过如何去鼓励别人。
And actually, this list is only the beginning. There are many, many more things we can do to help people with their burdens.
事实上，这几点啊，只是我今天所能够提到的，这个单子还可以变得很长。
Do any of you remember this song from 1969? He ain't heavy, he's my brother.
有没有人听过这个69年的老歌？他是我的兄弟。
This is one of my favorite secular songs.
这虽然不是基督徒的音乐，但是是我很喜欢的一条歌。
The thing that really bothers me about this song is it was written by non-Christians.
我感觉到比较不舒服的是，很奇怪的，这条歌竟然是一个非基督徒写出来的。
Because all you have to do is change about four words and it'll be thoroughly Christian.
你只要换了四个字，那这个就可以完完全全的用在基督徒的身上。
Because if you were the one to pick the songs this morning, like our brother did here, you don't find songs in our books about helping each other with their burdens.
很奇怪，反正是我们圣诗里面很少找到彼此相助的。
We talk about taking our burdens to Jesus.
我们讲到常常是说我们要把这个重担带到主耶稣的面前。
You say, where could I go but to the Lord?
我们讲到怎么样从神那里得帮助。
But this song, which I was going to play for you, but I see it was 4 minutes long, I didn't think we should take that much time. I want us to look at the words.
因为它有4分钟之久，所以我放弃说要把这条歌播给大家听的这个想法。我们就看看它的经文，看看它的这个内容。
The road is long, with many a winding turn that leads us to who knows where, who knows where.
我们看到这个路蜿蜒崎岖，非常的长，不晓得要通到哪里。
But I'm strong, strong enough to carry him. He ain't heavy. He's my brother.
但是我够强壮，能够把他背在我的身上。他并不重，因为他是我的兄弟。
So on we go. His welfare is my concern. No burden is he to bear.We'll get there.
所以我们继续的往前走，我关心他的好处，他不需要背什么，因为我们会到达那个目的地。
For I know he would not encumber me. He ain't heavy.
因为我知道他不会对我造成一个重担，他不是那么的重。因为他是我的兄弟。
I'm laden at all. I'm laden with sadness that everyone's heart isn't filled with the gladness of love for one another.
如果我背的很重的担子，如果我被这个忧伤所胜，那么其他人的心里面也不会好过。
It's a long, long road from which there is no return while we're on our way to there.Why not share?
这是一条很长的路，而且不能够回头，所以我们既然要一起走，为什么不彼此的帮助呢？
And the load doesn't weigh me down at all. He ain't heavy. He's my brother.
这个重担不会让我不能胜任，因为他没有那么重，他是我的。
Will we say the same? He ain't heavy. He's my brother. She ain't heavy. She's my sister.
我们能够同样的说，她不那么重，因为她是我的兄弟，或者是这位女士没有那么重，因为她是我的姐妹。
Would you read with me Galatians 6:2? Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ.
让我们一起念，中文，你们个人的重担要互相担当。
Are you getting the vision of what it's to be like and how Christians are to be when they are together and how they're to treat each other?
你能够想象，如果基督徒们都能够彼此的担当对方的重担，这个景象将是何等的美好。
Can we imagine and begin to dream about what it would be like if we love one another?
你能够想象，或者是梦想，假如我们能够彼此的担当，彼此的相爱，彼此的饶恕。If
we forgive one another,
如果我们能够原谅。If
we would encourage one another,
彼此的鼓励。If
we would put up with each other or bear with each other,
能够容忍。
We carried each other's burdens.
我们能够彼此的分担。
Of course, some of this is already happening here, but wouldn't it be wonderful if it would multiply and grow and become the normal thing for the church?
当然，我相信在我们中间，我们有些人已经做到这些事情。但是，如果我们能够让它变得更多、更加的发扬光大，wouldn't
it be exciting?
那不是让我们觉得非常的兴奋吗？
I don't see any response. This means yes, this means no, okay. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing to be a part of a group like that?
大家有什么反应呢?
Then guess who has to do it?
但是谁需要去做呢?
Turn to someone else and say, we have to do it.
向旁边的人说, 我们都要去做。
Maybe this morning you know that part of what you need is that you need to be a better burden carrier for other people.
也许你今天感觉到神在告诉你说，你需要变成一个比较好的，能够去帮别人负担重担的人。And
I would challenge you to ask God for eyes that can really see, ears that really hear, a heart that really cares.
如果这样的话，我们向神求，让他让你有更好的眼睛。 能够去看，更好的耳朵，能够去听，一个更柔软的心，愿意去触摸。
That you would start to reach out today even to those who have burdens.
你能够今天开始去接触，去看有哪些人心里面有这样的重担。
But maybe this morning you came in the doors literally carrying a load like that load of sticks, not of sticks, but of a burden of a problem in your life.
也有一些人，也许你今天走进这个门的时候，教会的门的时候，你身上就背着像刚刚Steve所背的这些重的东西。Maybe
this morning you would like to have someone help carry your burden.
也许今天早上你希望有人能够帮你一起来扛这个重担。Well,
we want to help you.
我们愿意帮助你。And
we want to take the first step by praying for you.
我们要跨出这个第一步，要用祷告来托住你。So
if you look over here this morning, you'll see a sign right here that says prayer room.
所以我们今天准备了这个旁边这个房间，称它为祷告室。And
if you would like someone to pray with you before you leave this morning, after the service is done, there will be several of us in there, and we would like to pray with you.
所以如果你有这样的需要， 我们鼓励你来这个祷告室，我们也会有几位弟兄跟姐妹来陪着你一起为你的重担来祷告。Let's
carry each other's burdens and in this way fulfill the law of Christ.
那我们能够彼此的担当重担，就能够完全了基督的律法。